Good morning, church family. You guys doing okay? Man, I am excited to be here as we kind of are closing off the year 2018 is coming to an end. And for some of you that I haven't met, I want to introduce myself to you. I'm Chris White. I am the Director of Worship and Creative Arts here at North Point. And it is an honor and a privilege to be up here today to have the opportunity to speak to you and to preach to you from God's Word. And yeah, I just wanted to share something with you that a lot of times at the end of the service, I'm up here because I'm doing the final song, and I see a lot of new faces, and God has really been sending people our way. It's an awesome thing to see, but I don't always get to meet you because by the time I get out there, some of you are already gone. So if I haven't gotten to meet you yet, please introduce yourself today or the weeks to come. I'd love to meet you, to hear your story, and to see what God is doing in your life. But today, as we close 2018, we get to this part of the year, and I know for me, I feel like I say the same thing to myself every year. As we look back at Christmas and look back at really, it feels like the whole month of December, that things just, it just seems to fly by, right? There's so many things that we're doing, and there's parties and dinners, and it's just a lot going on during Christmas time, and I feel like I get to this part of the year, and every year, I tell myself the same thing. You know what? Next year, I'm going to slow down. Next year, I'm going to make sure that I get to take in the wonder of Christmas. I'm not going to rush through it. I want to just enjoy the time with my family, and yet, I'm here with you today, and I feel that same way this year. Even though last year I told myself, when 2018 comes, I want to slow down, right? I want to take it all in. And I've been thinking about ways we could slow down. And I'm just like, what can we do? What can I do differently to slow things down? So I had an idea, but I got something I want to show you. This is what I want you to do next year. Christmas Day, I want you to get all the toys for your grandkids or for your kids, and you're going to set them all up in a line. And I want you to start opening them one at a time. And if you want your day to slow down, that's what you can do. There's a picture. You're going to see a picture here on the screen, right? This is a little Mickey Mouse toy, right? It seems like it would be easy to open that up so your kid could have the Mickey Mouse, which what's funny is he probably just wants the Mickey Mouse, the actual like figure, right? But when you go to do this with your kids, there's going to be a few things that you probably need. I've got a few of them here. The first one, have you guys ever seen one of these? You guys know what that is? It's a knife, but it's for me, it's actually a duck knife. And I was in the AC business for a long time. This is what you use to cut duckboard. So if you don't have one, I can get you one. But you may need that. You're definitely going to need some sort of pliers, Lyman pliers, needle nose. Probably a screwdriver, Phillips head, flathead. But these toys that they have, I don't understand why they wrap them the way that they do. Just hear me out for a second. These little boxes, right? There's a little tab that you have to pull off to open the side of the box, right? And the tab, the reason that they made the tab is to help the box stay closed. But even though they have the tab that keeps the box closed, they put this tape on it. And it looks like regular packing tape. It's not. It is like super duper Gorilla Glue adhesive. I don't know what's on it, but the tape is not regular tape. But you, let's say you, while your kid is there, you're able to get that part open and you still have your kid's attention, right? Because there's other presents. I mean, it's, you know, if for me, we have five kids, there's a lot going on that morning, right? If you still have their attention, then you're going to try to pull the toy out of the box, right? But it doesn't come out. Why doesn't it come out? Well, you got to turn it over. On the bottom, they have zip ties or these strings that, like, they twist them, I think, what, 1,000 times? And I was talking to somebody earlier, and I was like, are people really stealing these toys? I mean, it seems crazy to me. But if you want your day to slow down, that's one thing you could do. Get your tool bag. Get everything ready. Get all your toys lined up. Try to open them all at once. The reality is, if you're like me, at some point you just stop and you just move on and you try to get them to focus on something else. That's what I normally do. But it goes by fast, doesn't it? By show of hands, who in here, listen to the question all the way before you raise your hands, okay? Who has all of their Christmas decorations down, including the outside lights? Anybody? Wow. That's more than I thought. So Christmas was on Tuesday, right, this past week. True story. I get home on Wednesday, and my lovely wife has all the decorations down. That's true, with five kids. Yeah, somebody knows. And I was a little shocked because if you know anything about my wife, she loves decor and she loves decorating, and she's really good at it. I mean, she really, really is. She's here this service, so I'm probably going to take a little longer on this section of the sermon. But she's really good at decorating. But she also likes a clean house, and I tell you, gentlemen, I'm very blessed. She is phenomenal at cleaning, and I help. I will sweep or mop or dishes or laundry, but she's just better at it. And that doesn't mean I don't do it, but she's better at it. She's good at cleaning. But the decorations, they were down. And my first thought was, didn't I just get those out of the attic? Like, and now they're gone? It seemed like it was just a couple of days, but it was like a whole month prior to that. The reality is, this time of year, it just flies by. You with me? Am I the only one do you guys experience that? Is that normal? I tell myself again, at the end of every year, I'm like, okay, you know what, next year, I'm going to slow down, because this was crazy. But here we are today. Christmas is officially over. Some of you still have some decorations to pull down. That's okay. We forgive you. But the year is coming to an end. And there's normally, it may be different for each person, but there's normally some time, like the 28th or 29th or whatever it is, you start looking to next year, right? It's almost like a mental shift where we kind of close that door and now we're like, we're ready for what's coming, or we want to get ready for what's coming. Instead of looking ahead today, we're going to take a moment, and I just want to look back at the past year. And what I mean is, we're gonna go through some of the sermons that we've heard here in church in the past year. Before we do that, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for today. And then we're going to jump into those. Let's pray. Father, I love you, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. Lord, I pray that you would speak through me today. God, that you would be glorified by everything that is said from this platform. And God, that you, and only the way that you can, that you would pierce hearts today, that you would convict souls today. And all for you to be glorified. And I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. So as we look at these sermons, I'm just going to name some of them. Some of them you'll be like, oh, if you've been with us, you'll be like, oh, I remember that one. I just want you to think, this is the question that you're going to have in your mind as you're listening to the sermons. How have you changed this past year? And if you think about that, there's a lot that can happen in a year. How have you changed this past year? Let's look at some of these. We started off our year in a series. It was called Dreams and Detours. It was a story of Joseph as we walked through it. And I remember the story, and I remember some of these sermons. And it was an awesome way to start the year, because throughout the story of Joseph, we see very clearly that God had a plan in every little detail of what was happening. Even though he was going through some things that were far beyond what we probably will ever face in our lives, we see how God was working. We saw how God was sovereign through that story. Then we had a sermon series called Come and See, where we looked at these different moments with Jesus. And as Christians, we want to be like Christ, right? We have to learn about who Christ is and what he did, how he spent his time with people, how he dealt with people. And that's what we were learning through that series called Come and See. There was a series called So Will I. And I remember I love this because we got to look at the different men and women in the Bible and the way they responded to circumstances, the way they faced the hardships that they went through, and we got to see how they were faithful in their response. And the point of calling it So Will I is for us to look at that and say, man, God, I'm going to do that. I'm going to respond that way. So will I, right? There's a series called Do It Again, as we looked at the life of Joshua, and we saw time and time again how God was just faithful over and over and over again. He was faithful to his children. There was a series called Choose Wisely, and it was about the decisions that we make with our finances, the decisions that we make with our relationships. It was a practical series on really how to make wise decisions, right? There was a series called Alignment. And this one is big because this one was tied to one of those core values. And I'm going to just say this personally, that the things that you hear us say over and over, they're core values to us. And it's not just because we think they're catchy. It's because we believe in them. And we're trying to live life by following these things, doing these things that we're saying. So this one, with the series Alignment, it was the Know Him More, Make Him Known, and Make Disciples. You guys heard that? Raise your hand if you heard that, right? You've heard us say that, right? To know God more, make Him known, and make disciples. That was a good one. And then the past month, we've been in the series that's not sold in stores. And again, I didn't name all of them. This is just some of them from the year. But have you changed because of them? And here's the thing. If you haven't, I can promise you this, it's not because of sermons. Because every week we're hearing directly from God's word, and we know that God's word is powerful. We know that it's active. But it's possible to come into this place and hear truth from God's word and to walk out of here and we don't really change anything. We don't really do anything differently. And you're probably like, why is he doing that? What is he Why is he going through all of these sermons from the last year? God is real. His word is true. And this has the power to change your lives. I'm walking you through these because I believe that life change is possible. And it's not because we're trying to be cute or fancy with what we're saying. It's because we're sharing truth from God's word. And if God is real, I believe that he is. If his word is true, which I believe that it is, then it has the power to change your life. You with me? I see a few nods. I hear a few amens, right? How have you changed this past year? Do you have examples in your life of how you were studying God's word? Or maybe it was something you heard from one of the sermon series and then you went home and you dug a little deeper and then somehow it intersected with exactly what you were going through. I believe that if you study God's word, I believe that if you're paying attention, those things will happen because I've experienced that myself. I've heard stories from you, some of you, of how you have experienced that. And I ask you this question not because I'm not trying to make you feel guilty or I'm not trying to make you look back and maybe be sad, maybe you're sad about some of the things that have happened this last year. I'm trying to encourage you and challenge you that life change is possible. So we're going to read some scripture together. And if you haven't listened to anything that I've said yet, that's okay. But this is God's word. And let's pay attention to this. And we're going to talk about a couple things and then we'll go home. Let's read this together. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, because we understand our fearful responsibility to the Lord, we work hard to persuade others. God knows we are sincere, and I hope that you know this too. And are we commending ourselves to you again? No, we're giving you a reason to be proud of us so that you can answer those who are bragging about having this spectacular ministry rather than having a sincere heart. And if it seems that we are crazy, it is to bring glory to God. And if we are in our right minds, it is for your benefit. But either way, Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for all, we also believe that we have all died to our old life. He died for everyone, so that those who receive this new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ, who died and was raised for them. So we've stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. And at one time we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. But how differently we know him now. And this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, he was reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. He gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ who never sinned to be the offering for our sins so that we could be made right with God through Christ. As God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. there's a lot going on in these few verses. You may be sitting there and you may be like, what? There's a lot of meat in there. And I have a challenge I want to bring to you from the scripture, but before we get to that, I just want to challenge you that I know for me personally that as I read God's word, sometimes it takes, sometimes I got to read it 3, 4, 5 times. Sometimes I got to do some research to see who the author was writing to. Why were they writing to this group of people? What was going on then? And if you dig into God's word, it will come alive in your life. So we're going to take a truth out of this today. But I challenge you to do a little homework with the scripture. I think God will bless you for it. This last year, I asked you the question of how we've changed. And as we see this year approaching so quickly, this is what I want you to leave with. This is the thought that I want you to be able to answer this question. Are you an ambassador for Jesus? It's a simple question. Are you an ambassador for Jesus? By definition, an ambassador, this is what the definition, a diplomatic official of the highest rank sent by one sovereign or state to another as its resident representative. If you're here today, and you would consider yourself to be a follower of Christ, are you representing Jesus to those that you're around? And I know as we think about change and we think about ways that we would want to be different, and I know for me, my first thought normally just goes to being as a husband or as a father. Some of the things that I would do differently this last year, I have a list. Some things I feel like I've tried to do better. As 2019 approaches, this is the question we should be asking. Are you an ambassador for Jesus? In this room today, I believe there are three different kinds of people. Some of you have been walking with the Lord for a long time. Some of you, you put your faith and your trust in Jesus a long time ago. And you've been serving. You've been doing the things that you think you're supposed to do or that God's word tells you to do. But are you an ambassador for Jesus? And for those folks that if you've been following the Lord for any number of years, my question is, who are you bringing with you? We say that we want to know God more, make him known, and make disciples. Well, you can't just stop with knowing God more. If you've been following Jesus for a long time, you've been reading the Bible, you can know all kinds of things about God's word, and you can know about the attributes of God and so many things, but who are you discipling? Who are you bringing with you on this journey? You know, it's funny, I've served in churches for a few years now, and every opportunity that I've had in ministry has been through music. But you may not know this, when I felt called into ministry, it had nothing to do with worship, with music. it was specifically for discipleship. And it was, for me personally, it was the 16 to 20-year-old guys that I felt called in my life to teach the next generation. In every job that I've had, it doesn't matter what church it's been at, I was there as the worship leader on the worship team, some form of that. But I always, 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 somehow God kept me in the avenue, in the lane of working with high school students and college students. If you've been following the Lord for a long time, you know how you would answer that question. And a brother of mine that used to disciple me years ago, he said this to me, and it kind of just stuck with me. You should always be discipling someone, and you should always be discipled. So for that group of people, as an ambassador for Jesus, who are you bringing with you? That's the question. For some of you, maybe this is new. Maybe just in the last month, maybe the last year, you've put your faith and your trust in Christ. You've now surrendered your life to Him, but you don't really quite know yet how all of this works. That's okay. It's a journey, right? Are you an ambassador for Jesus? It's the same question. If life change has happened, and normally when it first happens, there's this fire, right, where you're just so excited. Your sins have been forgiven. You have hope in Christ, and you're just telling everyone. If we exist to know God more, to make Him known and make disciples, that's everywhere we go. So are you an ambassador for Jesus? There's one other group in the room. The question may be a little different for you. Maybe you're here today and maybe you haven't put your faith and your trust in Christ. Maybe you don't even know what that means yet. I'm glad you're here. The reality is, in this gift of salvation that we talked about, it said that all of this was a gift from God. It applies to your past, your present, and your future. For your past, it's forgiveness of all the things that you've done. And we all need it because we've all done things we shouldn't, right? For your present, this gift of salvation is hope. It's hope for now, because the only peace and hope that I know in my life is because of Christ. And I'll be honest with you, I see people sometimes and they're going through these circumstances, and if they're not believers, this is what I have to offer them. I don't know how to deal with things like losing loved ones or hearing about cancer outside of Christ. I don't know how to deal with that because my hope is in Jesus. For your future, the gift of salvation is, there's a promise that comes along with it. It's for your eternity that you'll get to be with God in heaven forever. So there's different people here in this room today. You may have been walking with the Lord for a long time. Maybe you're new to this thing called faith, or maybe you're not really sure yet. For the first two groups, are you an ambassador for Jesus? That's the question. It's not profound. It's a simple question. As we're approaching 2019, if we don't want to get to the end of 2019 and ask ourselves the same question of how I've changed and have the same answer of didn't really change that much. If you start your year off just with this thought of how can I be an ambassador for Jesus, I think you'd be on the right track. And for those of you that are here that you haven't taken that step yet, I'm just asking you to consider it. Maybe all of these people that come to this church every week, maybe there's some legitimacy to what they believe in. I'm going to pray for you and pray for the time that we have left together. And we're going to have members of the prayer team in all four corners of this room. And if you don't know why they're there, it's for you. If you want to start your year off and just say, God, help me to be an ambassador for Jesus this year, you can join them. They'll pray for you. They'll pray with you. If you haven't taken that step and you just want to ask them a question, they're there. They will pray with you. They can walk you through Scripture. We can, if you're curious about that, I will stay here as long as you need to today. If you have questions about becoming a follower of Jesus Christ. But my prayer for you is that if by chance you were convicted today, if the Holy Spirit spoke to you through His Word today, I pray that you would respond whatever way you feel like God is asking you to respond. I pray that you do that. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you so much, God, for the opportunity that I had this morning to get to preach your word is a privilege, Lord, and I'm grateful. But Father, as I've prayed leading up to today, my prayer has been that people would hear from you, God, not from me, or that I would say anything that's really profound, or God, that they would hear from you, that they would hear truth from your word, that you would convict them in the way that only you can through the power of your Holy Spirit. And Father, as we close our service off today, this is the last service of 2018. I pray that if you convicted their hearts, if there's somebody in here that feels led to move, that they would. If they feel led to pray in their seat, then that's fine too. But I pray that they would ask the question today, am I an ambassador for Jesus? Lord, be with us now as we worship you, as we get to sing together, as we raise our hands wide as the sky and lift you high today. God, you are worthy of it. So we give it to you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand?